Good Tuesday afternoon, and welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Brian Schock with the YMCA 5K Run for Life. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here today. We do have Brian Schock. He is a State Farm agent. In fact, Brian, I just found out, is originally from Myrtle Beach, and it was State Farm that brought you here today. So, Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, absolutely. So, I guess people still need insurance, huh?
We hope so.
We hope so. I did notice you're right over there at the right in front of the Jeff May Center. And, of course, that's open. Boy, that is a beautiful facility. But I did notice you had to put your sign up a little higher there, Brian.
We did.
Yeah.
They've built around me, and that caused me to have to make some adjustments to my signage was one thing to get visibility back.
But sure.
It's a very beautiful complex.
It is. Do you go out there and walk ever?
I haven't yet. I've been over to two matches, walked over to a tennis match, and also to catch some soccer one day.
Well, that's pretty convenient with your office right there.
Very convenient. I hope to be able to do more of that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, what can you say about this weather? Isn't it fabulous out there?
It's a beautiful day, and I'm the first to complain when it gets really cold, but I like this weather like it is now.
Absolutely. It is just fabulous weather. I'm telling you what, you know, we are going to be talking about the 12th annual Run for Life. It's a 5K run. It is coming up this Saturday. So if you would like to be part of this, there is still time to be part of it, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Registration goes all the way up to race day, which is Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. So if you've been thinking you'd like to get out there and be part of the race, you still have time to do it. You know, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery, as we are every day doing this show. And, of course, the weather out there is absolutely spectacular. What have we got for the weather right now? Well, let's check it out and see what the temperature is. It's supposed to get up into the mid-60s. Right now, it is sunny skies and 56 degrees. So if you'd like to get out there and soak up some of this sunshine, if you're on your lunch hour, maybe you can spend a little bit of time outside. It'll do your body good. So supposed to be a high of 67 tonight, mostly clear and 35 degrees. And tomorrow it is a ditto. So that's what we're looking at. And Saturday, just looking ahead till Saturday with the race, Brian, looks like it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 61 and a low of 42. Is that perfect race weather?
That is beautiful run weather. Starts off a little cool, but once you get the body moving, it's perfect weather.
Absolutely. Now, as far as the race goes, what time does the race start?
The actual race begins at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Registration starts as early as 7 a.m. that morning.
And, of course, this does start at the YMCA, correct?
It does, yes.
Now, what gave you the idea to do a run? You've been here since 1995, I guess. Is that right? Or 2000? When
That's
did you
right.
actually come here?
Well, my wife and I moved to Greenwood first in 1995, and we did move away for a couple of years, and then we came back in 2000.
Gets so. Into your bloodstream, doesn't it?
Couldn't get away.
So you came back here in 2000, and what gave you the idea to start a run here?
Well, my wife enjoys running, and so do I, and there weren't a lot of runs here at that time. So we thought it would be a nice way to give back to the community, something healthy for the community to get into, and who better to partner with than the YMCA?
Absolutely. So you started this race, and now this has been going on, what, 12? This is the 12th one?
This is the 12th year, yes.
Must be a success.
It has flown by also. Hard to believe it's been 12 years.
It's hard to believe you have two children, isn't it?
Yes.
The oldest one is, seven, Hampton, and Jenkins is, what, age five, is that right?
That's right, yes, two boys, and they came along somewhere in between these last 12 years.
That's great. So, you know, in today's world, it is hard to get kids involved in sports, well, not so much sports, but activities that put them outside and doing things. How do you manage to get your boys going?
Well, my wife gets a lot of credit for that. We just stay active with them. We try to do things with them, keep them on the go. I find the days that we have a little less energy and we want to be a little lazy, then so do they. So we try to minimize those days and just stay out and about, and we try to do as much with them as we can.
Absolutely. So what does the money that is raised for this go for?
That's a good question. The YMCA has a program called Partners with Youth. And what Partners with Youth does is help pay for after-school programs and camps, summer camps, and all those types of things that some families can't afford to do without financial assistance. So the money raised from the Run for Life goes into the Partners with Youth Fund, which in turn is used by the YMCA to pay for those types of camps and summer camps and things for families here in the community. So it's a great cause. And in years past, I can tell you that the YMCA has given out over $200,000 of subsidies in the community, reduced fees or no fees for families that needed that kind of assistance. And so it's a great cause for the community.
So, well, that is great that they're able to do this. So if somebody can't go to camp, if they can't go to summer camp and they'd like to go, the Y is there. Now, how does that actually work for getting somebody, if somebody's listening out there and they didn't realize this, what do they have to do?
Well, the YMCA has the philosophy that no one is turned away for the inability to pay. And they have a scholarship, I guess you'd say. It's done by application. First mm-hmm. of all, someone would go to the YMCA and fill out an application to either become a member of the YMCA or sign their child up for summer camp or day camp.
Mm-hmm.
And their criteria is based on a sliding scale based on the income, based on family income. So they don't want to turn anyone away. They make it easy for someone to get assistance and be able to participate in whatever events they want to participate in.
Well, you know, the Y just has so many great programs and so many things going on. You know, I think it's great that you're out there with a program that helps get people to be able to do these things. So if you would like to participate in the race is Saturday morning. It is race day registration. You can register at 7 o'clock. The race actually starts at 8 o'clock. They're going to be having a great time. You also can register online at greenwoodymca.org or active.com. So how about that? Get involved. Now, how much does it cost at this point to be part of the race?
Registration fee from this point forward is $25. And we do have T-shirts that go, and then there's food, drink the day of, a snack.
Is that included?
That's included.
Okay, and a T-shirt is, you know, anywhere from $10 to $15 for the T-shirt, so how about that?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So we try to encourage early registration. That way we know how many T-shirts we'll need and how much food to get. Obviously, it helps us plan for those types of things, but it's never too late. You can show up the morning of, and a lot of people do. A lot of people sign up the morning of, and it's always nice to see the crowds the morning of.
Absolutely. Hey, let's hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the race, more with Brian Schock here. And, of course, he does have a State Farm agency right here in Greenwood. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy day.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Brian Schock with the YMCA 5K Run for Life. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right, Brian. We are back here. We are talking to Brian Schock. Now, I got to ask you, Brian, you know, it looks kind of like Scooch, but you pronounce it like Schock. What is the background to that name?
It's German.
Is it German?
It is.
Okay.
And it goes back many generations, but yes, it's German.
It's German. Okay. So Brian Schock is here with us today. He is with State Farm Agency right here in Greenwood. You may have seen his office right over there by the new Jeff May Complex, right there by Lander University. And he's been there, had his own agency since 2000. So, God, I'll bet it's been tough, though, the last couple of years for a lot of people. I mean, there's been so much things happening with people losing their homes and this type of thing. It has to be a tough business from your end there, too.
Well, it has been. And insurance is an interesting profession because insurance rates are set based on historical data, as you can imagine.
Sure.
So with the economy doing what it's done and the housing market having its difficulties over the last few years, there's a delayed effect when it comes to insurance. So we've seen an increase in claims over the last few years, and those types of things are just now cycling into the insurance world, and insurance cycles are where premiums are being set. So it's an
interesting. So what price are we setting our premiums on? Just out of curiosity, since the prices of housing has gone down so tremendously, where are we at actually on pricing insurance?
Well, that's a good question. Insurance rates are based on replacement value, not mm-hmm. necessarily market value. So the cost to rebuild or repair a home really hasn't gone down as much as market value on some homes has, because market value is based on supply and demand and all these other things that factor into it. So insurance premiums really haven't changed that much going down. They've actually gone up a little bit, just from a standpoint of it still costs as much today to rebuild or repair something as it did 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. So that's what we're seeing.
Now, how about, and now this is an interesting question, since I'm in the jewelry business and you're in the insurance business. Of course, the price of gold, the price of silver, even platinum per se, even though platinum isn't as high as it's been, are, of course, at record highs, even though they bounce around up and down. How does, from an insurance aspect, do you deal with that?
Well, when we insure jewelry, mm-hmm. that's a great question. We insure jewelry. There are ways to put inflation protection on the coverage so that it increases with value. It's very difficult to keep up with how values have jumped these last
exactly.
2 years.
Yeah.
So in those situations, a customer, if they're concerned, I'd be encouraging them to have a new appraisal done of pieces that they're concerned about, because the value could have potentially, doubled in the last
Well, yeah, from
years.
The gold and silver, but then again, the price of diamonds have dropped. So that's kind of
it's
a quandary. Yeah, exactly. So I'll bet that's real interesting. So if somebody's listening out there and they have a piece of jewelry insured, you would recommend that, and they haven't had it insured, let's say, in 3 or 4 years?
If they have an appraisal or value that they're concerned about and they feel like that might be out of date, it's probably wise to get an updated appraisal just to check the current value of the piece based on today's gold, silver, and diamond prices.
Sure. And, you know, another thing that I think we deal with this a lot with customers is that a lot of people don't realize in order to insure a piece of jewelry, you actually need a separate rider as opposed to just a general part of your policy. Am I correct on that?
Yes, good point. Most homeowners insurance policies provide jewelry coverage, but only up to a certain limit.
Right.
And usually that's $1,500 or $2,500, depending on the policy. If you've got an expensive wedding ring or another piece of jewelry that goes above that, then you're right, there's a separate rider that you need to have to cover that for a higher value.
And you can do that whether it's on a homeowner's or on a renter's insurance.
That's right.
So just a word to the wise, since we're sitting here in a jewelry store and we have an insurance man sitting right here, I thought I'd bring those points up.
Great point.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about the 12th Annual Run for Life, the 5K Run. Now, Brian, you told me you were from Myrtle Beach. Now, when you were growing up, what did you want to become?
Well, I think the only thing I ever knew was insurance. My father was an independent insurance adjuster. He has been for 30 years. So as a kid, I remember going to Denver, Colorado with him and climbing on roofs and looking at hail damage and traveling. We went to Miami, Florida after hurricanes, and I've been to a
you
lot of
You only went to these places during disasters, though,
I know.
That right?
Isn't that bad to say? I have fond memories of them, though. I had the opportunity to travel a lot of places with him, and then also on my own as an early career for me. So insurance is really all
within your blood.
It is, and I've seen one benefit is I've seen how other insurance companies work, because my father was an independent adjuster, so he worked for a number of different companies, and that's actually what led me towards State Farm, believe it or not. Long story short is that I was able to see how other companies operated and how they treated their customers and how they handled claims and things. And at least in my eyes, I could tell that State Farm was a much better company than a lot of them that were out there. And I hate to say that, but that's why I pursued State Farm as a career, because I got to see the other side of the fence, so to speak. And
Well, you know, insurance people have a bad name out there, you know, basically, because so many horror stories that we hear out there, I think, makes it so. So when you have a company that you feel good about and a product that you can go out there and sell because you do feel good about it, it makes a difference.
Well, it does, and I don't know that I would be a successful insurance agent with all companies out there. I feel good about the company that I'm with, and I can say that in my 15-plus years of affiliation with State Farm that I've seen them go above and beyond for the customer many times, and I've certainly never been asked to do anything that I felt was unethical or immoral or any of those things. Every decision State Farm makes leans in the customer's best interest when there's a benefit of the doubt that can be given.
Wow.
So I feel good about that.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, he is right here in State Farm. Now, I guess we should give out your telephone number if somebody would like that number. And since you're here on the air with us, what's your telephone number there, Brian?
Our number is 223-1077.
Okay.
And we're at 415 Montague Avenue, like Ann said, and directly in front of the Jeff May complex.
Can't miss it. Can't miss it. So that's great. All right. Well, we are talking a little bit about insurance. We are talking about, you know, one of my questions, I have since I have you here, and Peggy and I, and on the I Love Ann show, have discussed this issue. Why is it only the U.S. government that can sell flood insurance? Well, it's not the U.S. government, but a division of the government, shall we say, to be absolutely correct.
Yes, it's through FEMA.
Right. Why is that?
I think the reason is because in those areas where flood insurance is needed,
yes,
a flood is going to happen. It's a known entity.
It's a known entity, yes.
So the federal government has said certain areas, of course, they zone them. They have their breakdown into how often, however many years in between floods. And if property falls in those categories, then they know it's just going to
happen. A matter of time.
A matter of time. So the risk of there being an accident or the unknown is really removed from that equation. So it's not really an insurable. You know, insurance is based on the element of unknown.
Correct.
You don't know if something's ever going to happen. You may go on for your whole life and it never occur.
You may pay in forever, folks, is what he's saying, and never have a claim, which would be a good thing. But
sure.
Exactly.
You know, a house fire or a car accident, you don't know for certain that you're going to have those things. But in these flood zone areas,
they know this is going to happen.
It's going to happen at some point. So,
well, that is good to know the answer to this. They know it's going to happen. Now, are you actually really covered?
Well, and it may only happen every 100 years, but it's going to happen at some point.
Okay.
Yes. Now, flood insurance policy through FEMA is a little bit stricter type of policy than you'd find through a private carrier like State Farm or Allstate or these other insurers. Part of that may be because they know it's going to happen at some point, just a matter of time, but they do put tougher restrictions on those types of policies. For to give you an example, for a flood insurance policy to actually kick in and give you coverage, it has to be a general condition of flooding. So even if you purchase flood insurance and it only floods your property, that's not a general condition of flooding unless you have over so many acres based on their guidelines. But it has to flood your property and a neighboring property or more than so many acres before they will even consider it a general condition of flooding.
Wow. Now, how about, I mean, this is just really off the subject, but how about down there, what was it, in, Alabama, Mississippi, or whatever, where they flooded an area for the good of the rest of the people, and we heard all these people's farms and everything got flooded? Did you hear about that?
I'm not sure about that.
Wow. I just wondered what that would do as far as flood insurance, but the Mississippi, they actually flooded part of it to protect going down into New Orleans or whatever it was, yeah.
They released water to...
Yeah, flooded my property. Yeah,
downstream.
Flooded my property so that the rest of the people wouldn't. I mean, admirable, but I certainly hope that those people that their property got flooded certainly had insurance or that the government took care of them because they made that decision to do that.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of that, though.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we are here with Brian Schock. We are talking about insurance right now. We're going to get back talking about the 12th annual Run for Life. It's the 5K run. It is coming up this Saturday. Race day registration, 7 o'clock. The run starts at 8 o'clock. Hey, if you'd like to be involved, how do they get involved? Can they call a number or what should they do?
Yes, they can call the YMCA. 223-9622 is the YMCA phone number. You can register online if you want to register for the race at greenwoodymca.org. or at active.com. That's a runner's website. The runners out there will know about that one.
Okay.
The YMCA does need volunteers. So,
okay.
Again, 223-9622 is the YMCA's phone number if you'd like to volunteer for the morning.
Okay.
Come on out and Have a good time.
And have a good time. Hey, it is time for South Carolina News, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. And if you've got a question for Brian, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. News is in progress.
Happy days, Thursday, Friday, happy days.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Monday, happy days.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Brian Schock with the YMCA 5K Run for Life. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here with Brian Schock with State Farm Agency right here in Greenwood. We are just checking out the price of gold, and it has made it back over 1700, folks. So, whoo, I thought it was going to go down even more, but it has bounced back up. But you know what I say, you never know what the price of gold is going to do. So if you've got gold, if you've got diamonds, you know where to come, Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, it's amazing. I sell for the lowest prices, and I buy for the highest prices. Somehow, Brian, I just don't think that that's what they meant when they said buy low and sell high. I think I'm doing it backwards, and still I'm in business, Brian. What do you think?
I think you do a good job. You have a beautiful gallery out there. You got some gorgeous things out there.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to come see us here at Sharp Facets Gallery, come see us today. If you've got gold, diamonds, platinum, sterling silver, coins, jewelry, any of those items, come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery. We want you to get the most that you can. And here at Sharp Facets, what do? We are always analyzing your jewelry. So we're not just buying the gold. We're buying the diamonds. We're buying the color. We're buying all parts of it. So come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Hey, if you've got a question or want to make an appointment, give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. Well, we are here with Brian Schock, and we've been talking about his travels when he was growing up as a helping his dad as an insurance adjuster. And as you said, that's what brought you to State Farm, because you liked what you saw on from the adjuster side.
That's right.
So
I had the chance to work with State Farm as an independent adjuster in 1992 after Hurricane Andrew hit Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So I met some nice people down there and got to work with those customers and agents in that area. And I did the same thing in 94 after the Northridge earthquake hit California.
Wow.
Worked with State Farm as an outsider, but got to meet a lot of good agents, good customers, and just some great experience.
That has to be, though, when you see some of the things that have happened in the Midwest with the tornadoes and this type of thing, that has to bring up in your brain a lot of horrible things that you had to see then, and you have to really be compassionate for those people that have lost everything or can't even find each other in this type of thing.
Well, that's a difficult situation, and you don't even know where to start in some cases when a tornado comes through and has wiped off the entire house and you can't find any clothing, no personal items. I mean, I can only imagine being in that situation, having to live through it.
Sure.
And where do you go? What do you
do? Absolutely. You hope you have good insurance, and you hope you have insurance agent that's going to write you a check to at least be able to get some of the basics.
That's right.
For to be able to put your family back together again. Well, we are here. We're talking about the 5K run. That's coming up this Saturday. And, of course, Brian and his wife started this 12 years ago. Now, you told me your wife has always been a runner. Is that right?
That's right.
And she's always encouraged you to come along, Brian.
She has pulled me along with her. She started running back in the 90s more serious than ever before. She's run several marathons, half marathons. She's even done the Florida Ironman. So I don't mess with her. When she says, come on, let's go, I say, yes, ma'am.
Now, what about your boys? Are they getting into running too?
They enjoy all kinds of sports. My oldest son, who's 7 now, he ran our 5K last year, and he did it sort of last minute. One of his friends from school was there, and he saw that she is a girl. She was there to run it, and he said, I think I'll run it too. So I thought that was so cute. 6 years old, he runs out there and jumps out there and runs 3 miles with the with the run. So,
is he going to run this year?
He hasn't said. It's probably going to be a last minute decision again.
Okay. Now, how many people? What type of turnout should you have for this?
Well, first of all, we encourage runners and walkers alike to come out. It's open to anyone. Historically, we've had between 85 and 90 runners, all the way up to 160. It was one of our bigger runs.
Oh.
So in the low hundreds, 115, 120, 130 runners would be a nice turnout.
I'd say it probably has to do with who's playing football and when.
It does. Sometimes the high school track teams have a meet that weekend, so some of those runners are gone, and it could be a home Clemson or Carolina game. Some folks leave.
Well, Clemson is off this weekend, so that's a good sign for you. I don't know what time Carolina's playing, but it is good that Clemson, they will not be trekking up to Clemson or someplace
right.
this weekend.
And isn't Carolina out of town? Aren't they playing in Arkansas this weekend?
Oh, maybe they are. Yes. We'll be carrying it on WLMA, but yes.
I think they are.
So that may be bodes well. Get out there, get going, 3 miles. Now, how much training does somebody have to do to be able to either walk or run 3 miles?
I think it depends on their fitness level currently. This distance run, in my opinion, is a great practice run or training run for someone who's already an avid runner that just, they can just work this right into their regular training routine.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone who's not comfortable running that's wanting to build up, to being able to run, this is a good distance for them as well. It gives them a goal to set, and you start off small, walking and running.
Combination.
Yeah, run 100 yards and walk 100 yards, and run until you get comfortable, and you can run the entire time. So it's a good combination distance.
Now, what kind of times would we expect for this 3 mile run?
Yeah, well, some of the faster runners will finish it in 17 minutes.
17
somewhere
minutes.
Around there.
Let's send Gracie over there. See how fast she can do it. 17 minutes.
It.
Yeah, she probably could. But 17 minutes.
Yes.
So they're already done by before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, there's some very fast runners out there. So 3 miles to them. Some of the top runners will run that in 16, 17 minutes.
Okay.
The average runner probably in the 20s. Low to mid 20s.
So you go ahead, you do this race, and then you go to breakfast somewhere, right?
That's right. That's what we do anyway.
Yeah, that's what you do. All right. Well, this is coming up this Saturday. Now, the cost for this, $25, and then is it $30 the actual day of the race?
Yes. The day of the race, the entry fee will be $30.
Okay. So
between now and then, it's $25.
So make sure that's until November 3rd. Can you believe it is the 1st of November? So the 3rd of November through the 3rd of November, it's $25. Day of the race, it is $30. So get in there, register. Again, you can call the Y 223-9622. That's 223-9622. And, of course, are there any prizes on this? Because, it motivates people when there's prizes, Brian.
It does. Yes, there are. We do have give. I'm not going to give away what it is because it's different every year, but... Yes, the top finishers in each age category win a prize, and the overall male and female winners win a different prize. So, yes, we have goodies for everybody that wins in their age group, and there are snacks and drinks for everybody that participates, so there'll be some snacks and things there for everyone. So we try to make it as fun as we can.
All right, and, of course, the money raised from this, now all the money, I presume, goes to help the youth program.
That's right. And again, the funds raised from this event go to the Partners with Youth campaign. That's the YMCA's campaign that helps pay for, provide financial assistance for kids and families that can't pay for summer camp and day camp and those things.
I'm sure they've seen an increase in that with the economy and everything. I'm sure we've seen an increase in that. So it's great that you're out there doing this program so that people can be able to participate in things coming up futuristically.
Well, we enjoy doing it and hope that it keeps people motivated somewhat to have a somewhat healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
A 3 mile run is a good distance run. To get worked up to that distance means you have to commit. Most people can't just jump out and run 3 miles. So it takes a little bit of practice, and hopefully it'll make more healthy lifestyles out there.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Brian Schock. He is from the State Farm Agency, and he and his wife started this run, the 12th annual Run for Life. It's a 5K run 12 years ago, so stay tuned. Hey, if you've got a question, don't hesitate to call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold dust at my feet.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Brian Schock with the YMCA 5K Run for Life. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're back here. We're talking about the 12th annual Run for Life. And, you know, one of the things we were just talking about is the fact that, you know, it's never too late to get out there and walk, start doing something good for your body. I mean, it is amazing what a little bit of walking exercise can do for you, and if you just start out doing a little bit each day, you'd be amazed how far you can go. Would that be true?
Absolutely true. And those stories excite me the most. I was telling you about a gentleman that had never walked 3 miles before, and he made it his goal last year that when the run got here last November that he was going to walk the entire distance.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked throughout the summer and the early fall, and he did it. The race day got here, he got out there and walked the entire course, 3.2 miles, and didn't have to stop, wasn't out of breath.
He said he'd been a smoker all his life.
He was a smoker in his 70s,
yeah.
And just, that's exciting to me. It's never, you know, he took it as a challenge, and he didn't think it was too late to start.
No, well, I don't think, and you know, the good thing about the Y over there, they have a great senior program, you know, getting involved, whether it's swimming or working out or all these programs are great programs. Who is it? Marianne over there. She is such a senior fanatic on helping seniors get active again, particularly at a time when they don't think they can. So that's great. You got any other good stories?
Well, those just excite me, and I still see that gentleman today. He's still active in the Y. He rides the bike in the mornings, and he's there all the time, and that's fun. It's fun to see them
sure.
there socializing and being involved.
You know, and we have such a problem across the board, whether it's children or whether it's our seniors and all the ages in between. You told me that, you know, that you could, if you don't get out and exercise, you find that your aches and pains come back and you notice them more. Is that right?
I was supposed to stay off air.
Yeah, well, but, you know, it's true. It's true. The endorphins and everything that cause you to, and, you know, I think you think better.
Well,
when you get out there and get some fresh air.
You're exactly right. And, yeah, I was joking, but, yes, I'm 41, and I'm still pretty active, but I can tell when I'm not as active as I should be because I feel achy and my joints hurt. But a little bit of exercise gets your blood pumping, the endorphins going, and a lot of those aches and pains go away. And you do think clear, most definitely. So
sure.
I try to stay active.
Yeah, getting more blood to the brain may help out.
That's right.
You were just looking at that website, active.com, which you said is a runner's website. You were saying that it's got all kinds of articles. In fact, they were talking about calcium, and there's better sources than milk for calcium.
Yeah, the article said there are 5 sources of calcium better than milk, and spinach, and
chia
seeds.
From the chia patch. Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
And kale. Let's see, spinach, kale. Yeah, some of these greens are excellent sources of calcium. And, of course, you know, they always are promoting nothing does a body good like some calcium here. So check those out. But active.com be a great site to check out for information.
Yes, they have information about other runs and walks throughout probably the Southeast. There's articles about there were a number of different sports on there and fitness, nutrition. So check it out. There's a lot of interesting information on there.
So this may be a good source if you want to get started or if you didn't know about it. It's called active.com. Of course, you can always check out the website at greenwoodymca.org. They have a lot of good information on there. And, of course, the Y wants you to know that nobody should not go out there to the Y and see if they couldn't get some help to be able to help get themselves healthy. If you're saying, I can't afford it, maybe you should go out there and talk to them.
Yeah, they will not turn someone away because of an inability to pay. They have a scale that they use, and if you want to be a member, they'll help you find a way to be a member. So. They have some great programs to get you started. And a lot of the health insurance companies these days have, I'm familiar with Silver Sneakers. I think that's through Humana. There's several other ones. Well, they will actually pay for you to be a member of a fitness club like that, because it's better to have you stay in shape than have a big problem down the road that, costs, you know, a major claim. So,
yeah, that's one thing about insurance. They want you to do everything possible to reduce their risk of exposure. Would that be the right way to say that?
That's a perfect way to say that.
All right. So you can get out there. You can find a way. Kids, there are so many programs out there at the Y, and, of course, this Run for Life, you are passionate, you and your wife are passionate about helping out and making sure that kids can go to programs, and that's what this is for. It's the YMCA Partners with Youth Program. They provide financial assistance for kids who may not be able to go, whether it's a school camp, day camp, summer camp, and all the different programs they have out there. So kudos to you and your wife for starting this program. I know you're excited. You have you been, has your wife been getting you outside to make sure that you're in shape for this?
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I don't usually run on race day because I'm there helping do other things and just visiting. And, you know,
is this Saturday? Are you going to have to run this Saturday?
I'll probably not run this Saturday, but I'll be there and enjoy seeing everyone come out and run. And so
have a good time.
Have a good time.
Have a good time and raise some money for the Run for Life, which helps the YMCA Partners with Youth Program. This is terrific. It will cost you $25 up through, let's see, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, day of the race on Saturday morning. It will cost you $30. So what are you waiting for? It's going to be a beautiful day. The weather says so. So you know you're going to want to get out, do something fun, and then get your day started. You know, the nice thing about getting out and doing this early is you have the whole day ahead of you.
That's right. It's usually finished. I mean, as I said, the fastest runners finish in 16 or 17 minutes.
And the slowest runners?
The entire race is over walkers, and usually within an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. So, you know, 9 o'clock, it's starting to wrap up, and
you're able to go out.
Your day's there.
Right, and you've already got your blood pumping and everything, so you want to get out and do something, right?
That's right.
Like go have a big breakfast. No, just teasing.
go eat a healthy breakfast.
Okay, eat a healthy breakfast. They are going to have snacks. You'd get a T-shirt, and, of course, they've got them in all different sizes. So give them a call today. The number to call, Brian?
223-9622 is the Greenwood YMCA, and they can help you register over the phone, or you can register online at greenwoodymca.org or at active.com.
So lots of ways to do this, lots of possibilities. Get out there, commune with some other runners. You know, that's one of the best things is seeing people out there that want to get fit or trying to stay fit, is to see other people that are out there, too.
Absolutely. Watching the groups of walkers that come out and get together, they walk together.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we have new moms. They'll bring the babies in the strollers and push the stroller around the course. I mean, that's just fun.
Does it cost for the stroller?
The stroller is not cost.
Okay,
we won't charge for two in that situation.
Okay, all right. So go out there to the Y this Saturday. Now, you told me, what is the race route one more time?
It starts in front of the YMCA and exits the parking lot, goes through the Harris Mill Village, cross Center Street into Center Court neighborhood, through the neighborhood, back across Center Street, past Cambridge Academy, and then back into the Y parking lot.
All right. And that'll be a nice walk Saturday morning or run. Now, you told me you did need volunteers. What can volunteers, how do volunteers help you on this?
Well, we need volunteers on the race course is one place. The Y will drive you in the bus out there and drop you off at certain corners to help direct traffic.
So you don't have to walk to your position?
Right.
Okay.
And provide encouragement to the participants. So,
so you're like a cheerleader on a corner. Is that what you're telling me?
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Cheerleading and keeping the traffic flow going.
Okay. So you need help with that? Anything else you're going to need help with, Brian?
At the Y, the morning of the registration, the Y has that handled with their staff. But there is a snack table there that requires a couple of volunteers. And just having a couple extra sets of hands on
on board to
on
help
board.
Fill up and to do whatever needs to be done.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and who should they call for helping out on that?
The YMCA front desk could take down their information. Janeta Jay is the YMCA team member that's helping coordinate this, and they could either talk to the front desk or ask for Janeta.
Okay. As for Janeta, you'll get somebody really pumped up and ready to go. 223-9622. I've talked to Janeta many times. We know Janeta is always excited about doing things, isn't she?
She does a great job, and she's always pumped up about any kind of event.
Absolutely. So that number at the Y, 223-9622, you can talk to Janeta or just talk to the front desk. We're going to have awards for this event starting with, 9 and under, up to 70 and over, and, of course, the overall male and female first masters. What's the first masters, male and female?
The masters category is age 50 and older.
50 and older. Okay.
So we have an overall winner under 50, and then we have the master's category for the overall male and female over 50.
That's a nice way to put it, Brian. Masters, male and female, and top two place finishers in each division. So, and usually breaks out, it looks like, about 4 years, starting with 9 and under and then up to 70 and over. So sign up today. It's an excellent program. I am all about staying fit, keeping fit, and trying to make sure that your insurance costs are less. And, of course, that would make Brian happy, too, wouldn't it?
That would.
All right. Well, you have been here today with us from State Farm. Number to call over there if somebody has a question for you, Brian?
223-1077.
223-1077. You know where they're located, right over there on Montague, right next to the Jeff May Center. Give them a call. Check it out. Hey, Brian, you did a great job here today. Sorry, we're not going to be able. Are you going to be in your shorts, though?
On over Saturday?
There? Yeah.
It might be a little chilly first thing for shorts.
Okay, just checking. All right. Anywho,
I'll wear it for you, Ed.
Okay. All right. Anywho, we are here at Sharp Passes Gallery on the 72 Bypass having a great morning. This has been another day with Meet Me at the Diner. And, of course, the price of gold has bumped back up over $1,700. I say any time over $1,700 is a great time to sell. Come see us. You know we pay the most. We know we want you to get the most. So come see us today. Hey, this is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. We'll be posting a video and a podcast on this, so check Brian out on YouTube. Thanks so much for being here, Brian.
Thanks for having me, Ann.
All right.
It was a blast.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.